Good afternoon. While precipitation remains at a minimum across interior New York and New England early this afternoon, clouds are hanging tough. There are some breaks of sunshine, primarily in the mid and lower Hudson Valley and parts of southern New England, and temperatures in these locations have responded by reaching into the 40s. The rest of the region, more of a struggle with a thicker cloud cover, but some breaks of sunshine and partly sunny skies will occur as we go through the afternoon, and most of these locations will reach the upper 30s and lower 40s later on today. The week ahead will be dominated by a series of low-pressure systems that'll be passing through the region from the New Orleans area through the Tennessee Valley and into the Northeast. The exact track of these waves of low pressure will determine whether we have warmer temperatures and rain, a mixed variety of precipitation, or snow when each of the waves move through. The first wave will slide by on Tuesday. This one looks to be the easiest one to forecast with milder temperatures and rain showers, perhaps some wet snow in the mountains, but highs again on Tuesday will be in the upper 30s and lower 40s. Another wave will slide by on Wednesday morning with a few rain and snow showers. Colder air will flow in behind it on Wednesday afternoon with highs in the mid-30s. Then things get more complex for the Thursday-Friday period as a stronger wave will approach. Cold enough air appears to be in place, at least on the onset Thursday morning, for a round of snow. However, just how high the temperatures get on Thursday afternoon will determine whether we go over to rain or mixed precipitation for parts of the area, with highs in the lower 30s. Same story on Friday. On the back side of the system, mixed precipitation will go back to snow before everything moves out. High temperatures will stay in the mid to upper 30s. This will leave us with a dry start to the weekend on Saturday before more snow showers arrive on Sunday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, a deep upper-level trough will develop over the Great Basin and into the Central Rockies over the next couple of days. This system will produce light snow over parts of the higher elevations of the Northwest, which will intensify as it moves into the northern and central Rockies. A large part of this region is under a winter storm warning in anticipation of snowfall in excess of a foot. In addition to the snow, winds in excess of 35 miles per hour are possible and near blizzard conditions are expected. The wind will also be an issue in the desert southwest where high wind warnings are in effect as winds will gust at times over 50 miles per hour and up to 70 miles per hour. Blowing dust will severely limit the visibility in these areas, making travel hazardous. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 85 degrees at Silver Hill, Arkansas, to a low of 11 below zero at Gunnison, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny in the mid-50s, Boston mostly sunny in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly cloudy with highs in the lower 40s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 32 degrees, the average low 15. The record high 57 set in 2016, and the record low 18 below zero in 1955. Sunrise this morning, 7:08 a.m. Sunset this evening, 5:10 p.m. 10 hours and 2 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, also the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. A few snow showers, then partly sunny today with highs in the mid to upper 30s. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the lower 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, also for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the upper 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the lower 30s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, also for the southern Adirondacks, a few snow showers, then partly sunny today with highs around 40. Becoming mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, also for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid-40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, also for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. A mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Increasing clouds tonight with lows in the upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, cloudy with rain or mixed precipitation in the afternoon, upper 30s and lower 40s. Partly sunny on Wednesday, just a few rain and snow showers in the morning in the mid-30s. Cloudy with snow or mixed precipitation Thursday, lower 30s. Snow or mixed precipitation on Friday, tapering off to snow showers, mid to upper 30s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower to mid-30s Saturday, and a chance of snow showers in the lower to mid-30s on Sunday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.